Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey everybody, Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Awesome. Hey, welcome back. Straight out of Compton, you saw that, I mean.
Great movie.
Great movie. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show, everybody, on this Wednesday morning, recognizing number 86 is because it's the 86th episode of the show. And when I asked for it, you guys responded today. The only ones I could come up with were Heinz Ward and Wojtek Wolski for number 86 is... What number were you, Addy?
Slightly less notable, 86 in the house. Right on.
Addison Richards, number 86.
He's sitting there going, what about me the whole show?
In the house.
Definitely not on the same level.
Why didn't you speak up? Should have brought in your jersey, man. We would have put up on the wall here. Nikita Kucherov, Kamau Peterson. Stamps fans weighing in today from Cowtown. Pee-wee Smith. And a Nathan Hofford, slightly less notable 80. That's funny. Sports doctor here too, the Guy Fieri lookalike. We're going to Winnipeg first, right out of the gate. I understand we have Darren Bombing with us, TSN 1290 radio in Winnipeg. He's got a very busy day covering the Bombers, doing radio hits. There he is. Good morning, Darren. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you today?
Oh, we're good. You saw who we got in the bunker. I want to first say this. Congratulations on the NHL.com gig. The last time we saw you, you said you were up for it, so you got named the Jets reporter for NHL.com. So can you please plug that and where our viewers and listeners can read your stuff?
Yeah, it's obviously going to be an interesting Winnipeg Jets season. Will it be a drop-off or a build-up year? A lot of young players entering the lineup. Dustin Byfuglien, we're still waiting for him. So lots of news has happened, lots of news still to break, but I'll be handling all the home games for NHL.com here in Winnipeg, and as well as some breaking news bits. But looking forward to it, and well, it's going to be a busy 2 months with football and hockey kind of overlapping here, but definitely going to be still on the Bombers beat. You'd have to take me kicking and screaming away from covering football. You know that, Rod.
Oh, I understand that. That's your number one sport for sure. But I do have to say this. I saw Colby Armstrong on Sportsnet this morning saying, we still don't know what's happening with Dustin Byfuglien. And Colby's a friend of the show. He's been on it a few times. I mean, come on. You're opening the season Thursday night in New York. Why haven't they given Buff a deadline? What's he saying?
Well, I think you have to be careful. You know, this is somebody who's weighing his future. He's 34 years old. He's got 2 years left on his contract. He's set to make or at least his cap hit would be over $7 million per year for the next 2 years. And he has a Stanley Cup ring. He has money in the bank. Dustin Byfuglien is not somebody that, hangs his hat on the luxuries of life. If you give him a pair of blue blockers, a cold box of beer, and a fishing rod, he's happy. And, for him, I think it weighs a lot more on him about his personal life and having a young family and a young wife and building that part, that next phase in his life. The Winnipeg Jets, a lot of people think I'm kind of in that inclination that their window might be closing. Of course, we'll have to wait and see how the season pans out. For Dustin Byfuglien, he has nothing left to prove. I understand fans here in Winnipeg want to see him on the ice, don't want him to retire early. He's a fan favorite for a reason. He is an absolute pleasure to watch on the ice. He is unlike any other player I think we've seen in the modern era of the National Hockey League. But for him, I think the team is just really taking a cautious approach. Give him all the time he needs. If you start rushing him, maybe he makes a hasty decision and it's more difficult to come back from that. So the back end of this Winnipeg Jets team, that top six is going to look vastly different, whether Byfuglien is in the lineup or he decides to retire.
So to football, and I got the Bomber guys in here, the sports doctor and Addison Richards, yeah. So I don't know why I'm saying anything other than it's very clear that you're at IG Field right now. So what's the state of Bomber practice today? What's the word as we get ready for Saturday's game against the Riders here in Regina?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can see it behind me. I'm in the two Jacks press box. Jack Matheson and Cactus Jack Wells, those two legendary journalists covering Winnipeg sports for so many years that they've named the press box here at IG Field after. Really just kind of watching practice. Yesterday was day one, so today day two. Lots of crowd noise, as always, when the Bombers and the Riders meet. Even when the game is here in Winnipeg, Mike O'Shea ensures both his offense and defense are ready for high-volume games. I know, Addison Richards, you're familiar with those practices, whether it's in this stadium or out on the practice fields at the University of Manitoba outdoors. They'll trolley out the big stadium speakers and blast that white noise and kind of like train horns and all types of ridiculous sound to distract their players and try to ensure that those nonverbal cues are good and ready to go. And yesterday was kind of the early going as well. While the offense looks healthy and I don't see too many adjustments there, Darvin Adams took a leave due to a personal reason, but no indication of if he's in or out yet this week. But it's the defense where there might be some changes and just some shuffling of personnel. And I think maybe the most noteworthy is Brandon Alexander, who has been out with a lower body injury for the last 8 weeks, one of those veteran leaders, emotional and of the veteran status on this Blue Bombers defense that has suddenly become the Blue Bombers safety with the first team defense. Jeff Hecht is healthy and practicing. So too is fellow Canadian Derek Jones. So it's interesting to see that. And I think it might speak to what the Blue Bombers saw in breaking down the film of that absolute beatdown at the hands of the Hamilton Tiger Cats over the weekend.
Good morning, Darren. Good to chat with you again. Congrats on the new hockey gig. That's pretty awesome. Obviously,
thanks,
too tough.
Good to see you again, man.
Yeah, totally. Obviously, two tough weeks in a row. The heartbreaker in Montreal, and then obviously, like you said, the beat down at the hands of the Ticats. Heading into this last stretch here, obviously, they need guys like Strebler to step up, guys like Harris to step up. Who's a guy in your mind, maybe, that could be an X factor down these last few weeks, either offensive or defensively, that's going to have to step up for this team to go into the playoffs on a high note?
Well, I think the offense most definitely needs to step up as a whole. You know, Andrew Harris and Chris Streveler, that 1-2 rushing attack, I feel opposing defenses have kind of figured them out. They've definitely focused on stopping the run, forced Chris Streveler to be a passing quarterback. And when you make him one-dimensional like that, I think some of his inexperience as being a passer at the pro level begins to show. As far as an X factor player or players, I look towards the defense because it's another thing that I see as an early indication of opposing teams having maybe figured out the Winnipeg Blue Bombers recipe. If you stop their pass rush, if you don't allow them to pressure quarterbacks and force offenses to do things quicker than they would like or into situations where they're not comfortable, the entire back end of the defense looks vulnerable. So I look towards Willie Jefferson. We know what he's capable of, but the other side in Jackson Jeffcoat, he's recently just come off the 6-game injured list. He's somebody I feel needs to really strengthen that entire Blue Bombers defensive front. If they can get back to pressuring opposing offenses and enforcing their hand, I think that back end of the defense won't look as susceptible to those medium and big plays. They play that top-down style defense. I know, Addison, you could probably speak to this better than anybody, but they don't allow the big play. That has always been their concern, but they're allowing everything underneath. And when you saw Braylon Addison and Brandon Banks absolutely go to work against the strong side linebacker in that dime back spot, you saw the openings in this Blue Bombers defense start to widen. And I think opposing offenses have kind of figured that out. So I think Winnipeg needs to find a way to counteract whatever these offenses they've been facing in Hamilton and Montreal, especially in that second half of that that collapse in Quebec a couple weeks ago. Whatever that was, to figure it out and get back to playing that aggressive front six defense that they found success with.
Darren, the difference between the two different Winnipeg Blue Bomber teams, the one that played in the Banjo Bowl and then, of course, the one that showed up last Friday night, is that your last answer? Do you think the Hamilton Ticats just figured it out, or is there any other kind of a difference you saw between the Banjo Bowl and last Friday at IG Field?
Well, I think sometimes CFL teams, pro teams, NFL teams, whomever it might be, even amateur football that I watch a lot of here in the city, sometimes you just have an opponent figured out. And, you know, Winnipeg and Saskatchewan, I think, especially the Labor Day Classic, that was, an in-game adjustment that Cody Fajardo and Stephen McAdoo made to find ways to march down the field. They didn't have to go for the big play. They didn't need the touchdown. They just, progressively moved the ball down the field, got into field goal range, and won it with a walk-off. In the Banjo Bowl, it seemed Winnipeg counteracted with a game plan that worked extremely well. Maybe the Blue Bombers have the Rough Riders number this year with where Winnipeg is right now and kind of that momentum down dip that they're on right now. I think it's Saskatchewan's game for the taking, but we'll have to see how Winnipeg kind of counteracts with that, with the success they've seen through, I would say, 57 of 60 minutes in each of those games so far this season. Hamilton, I feel, is the best team in the CFL. I understand they lost to Calgary a couple weeks ago, but they seem so well-rounded. The job Orlando Steinhauer has done in game planning and putting players in positions to make big plays and contribute consistently both on offense and defense. You look what Simone Lawrence did. I know you guys had a very heated discussion about him yesterday on the program. And we definitely heard that here in Winnipeg, but a CFL record 17 tackles. He was put in position to make plays. He was put in the game plan to be the guy that was going to stop Winnipeg's run attack. He did stop Winnipeg's underneath short passing game. He did. And I think, that's a reason why Hamilton has been successful this year. I think Orlando Steinhauer right now, in my mind, is the front runner for coach of the year.
Darren, thanks so much for this. With your new posting at NHL.com, you're going to be a very busy guy. But I look forward to reading your stuff. I always enjoy it, and your hard work's paid off. So I'll say kudos again, and we'll chat with you down the road here this fall.
Kind of you to say, Rod. Thanks for having me. Addison, Sports Doc, always good to see you guys. And Addison, I miss seeing you watch. When you had the ball in your hands, it seemed you were able to find that other gear. And it was always impressive to see a big body like you find separation from some of those smaller defensive backs. But you're definitely missed here in Winnipeg. Fans mention all the time how they enjoyed watching you play. So thanks for having me, guys. And Rod, I'm no doubt
appreciate
we'll talk
that,
soon.
Man.
Thanks, DB. That's some nice words for you there, Addy.
Real nice.
Yeah, which Rams fans all knew all along, too. Yeah, so who knows? The door may not be closed yet. Sports Doc, you sticking around?
I can.
I feel like there were so many things I could go into off that chat with Darren Bombing, but we do have to take a commercial. We got to pay some bills. A lot of sponsors want to be heard. It's the Rod Peterson Show on this Wednesday morning. You're watching on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the greatest auto sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's greatest auto sale.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. underdogs since 1989.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, on a Wednesday morning. Rod Peterson Show coming at you. Thanks for joining us for coffee and treats for us provided today by Perkin Taps. Caliber Coffee, too, one of the new sponsors here of the program. And Uniglobe's Action Travel. Michelle writing us this morning. We've got a bunch of new people signed up for the trip this morning. To Houston. Here it is. Two Yorkton boys just booked. The Balisky brothers are coming to Houston with us on our inaugural Rod Peterson Show sports trip. So we're ringing the bell. New sponsors, new people coming with us on our sports trip December 5th to the 10th. By the way, Friday is the cutoff to book your spots at rodpeterson.com/trip. And you're going to come to Houston with us for NFL, NBA, Texas High School Football Championships, and two live shows. And what else am I going to say? Oh, you book, you can be eligible. You will be coming down here Monday, October the 28th for our ticket party where we'll be handing out the tickets to the Texans and the Denver Broncos right here in the bunker. We'll be watching Monday Night Football, going to be catered. It's just going to be fantastic, to quote John Lynch. Wednesday morning sports update. The puck drops on the NHL regular season tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs will renew their rivalry with the visiting Ottawa Senators in one of four games. Later on, the Oilers home to Vancouver, two national broadcasts. The Oakland A's host the Tampa Bay Rays tonight in the American League wild card game. The winner moves on to play Houston in the ALDS. Last night, the Expos moved on, winning the wild card game against the Milwaukee Brewers. Don't shake your head.
The Expos.
It's the Montreal Expos. Two WHL Eastern Conference games today. The Lethbridge Hurricanes are home to the Saskatoon Blades, and the Oil Kings visit the Swift Current Broncos. And one SJ game, Battleford's North Stars on the road facing the Melville Millionaires. And that is your Wednesday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. Travis Rosebrook writing in on the Facebook wall says, happy belated birthday to Addison Richards, one of the hardest working guys I know.
Oh, well, thank you, Travis.
There you go. When was your birthday?
Saturday. I've already forgotten. I'm 26.
You're moving
on from here now.
26. Past the quarter century mark. Remember being 26, Dave?
No.
Me either. Long time ago. It was another era.
I don't remember the 90s.
Yeah. 80s or 90s. So a lot of bomber talk there. A lot of bomber talk, which is cool. Third highest city for viewing for this show is Winnipeg. Behind Regina and Saskatoon. But I want your take, Addison Richards. As a guy who wore number 86, and this is our 86th show, how do you feel about the Riders' rotational basis of their receivers here? It was really big news yesterday when Craig Dickinson came out and said that Jordan Williams-Lambert will draw in Week 17 after sitting the last 3 weeks in exchange for Emmanuel Arsenault, who Dickie said has done nothing wrong, but he's coming out.
Yeah, and after a game where it was kind of, it seemed like Manny's coming out party against the Argos. He had the big touchdown. And obviously we've talked on the show about how much of a leader I'm sure that he probably is in that room and amongst the receiving core. But when you have a guy that talented and that hungry, probably, I mean, he, like you said, he has been playing football, so he's probably been chomping at the bit to get out there and do everything possible he can, certainly in his limited practice time with Cody and trying to develop some sort of chemistry. It's hard not to throw that guy in and see what he can do.
So are you saying you're okay with it?
I'm okay. I mean, I'm okay with it. I mean, I don't get paid to make those decisions,
right?
And nobody in this room does. And I'm sure a guy like Manny, who's been around the league for as long as he has, takes it as no slight. He's still going to do everything he can to be that leader for that receiving core. I doubt there'll be sort of a ripple effect from that change. I think it's more plug and play. They're both big physical guys that can move. So I don't really see them skipping a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's new for Manny, I would think.
100%.
To be a healthy scratch, right?
No doubt. No doubt.
But it's just history repeats itself, and you get a little older, Dave, as you and I just pointed out, not like these young whippersnappers. You remember when G. Roy Simon came here in 2013. Wally Buono and I have had several long chats about it. Claremont, the same. You get to the end of your career, and Wally's saying, guys, I still want you. Funny how it's always BC. Really?
Yeah.
But he's like, I still want you, but I don't want you at 180 or 200 or 2.25. So you can play here, but for cheaper. And those guys are so upset, they leave. And now it worked out, I would suggest, for Claremont and G. Roy both here. JC didn't win a ring. G. Roy did. But Manny Arsenault, I guess that's my question for you. I suspect we're going to hear from him the rest of the way this year. Don't you?
In terms of playing or,
yeah.
or verbally?
No. I think we're going to see him on the field at some
100%.
Point in a key role.
100%. And yeah. There's too many games left where there could be a nick up from somebody that's in that core. So he'll be ready to go. And kind of like, you know, when G-Roy was here, he didn't make a lot of noise in the regular season. And then come to the playoffs, he flipped the switch. And that was kind of maybe that's why he was brought here for that postseason push.
Well, and I don't know Manny Arsenault at all. Wouldn't know him if he came up and kicked me in the shins, really. Never met him. But I remember with G-Roy, and Brennan Tamman was on here. Your good friend, the Beav, Dave, was on here last week. And he talked about the Dude Knee incident that we all know in 2013, August of 2013, which threatened to fracture the team, the bar brawl involving the Riders. G-Roy Simon, which I know intimately, was key in bringing the team together in the locker room after that. Corey Chamberlain went to him and said, can you help me with fixing this? And G-Roy did. Now, no one expects there's going to be a bar brawl on Dude Knee involving the Rough Riders, but maybe Manny Arsenault is that kind of, maybe he can help in other ways. I don't know what the guy's deal is.
No, I agree. And that's why you have veterans. That's why you bring in veterans, not to get the stats that they once got. You know, he's a multi-thousand yard receiver. He wasn't going to be that for the team this year. But guys that can rally, guys that can lead. And down this stretch, he's going to be huge in that role.
I want to investigate something else. Oh, Dave, you said you got to go at the bottom of the hour. So one last thing for you. Are you upset that our guy Jordan in here said that you were the CEO of the Grey Cup Parade Planning Committee?
Well, Dave Fieri, like, come on. I know, hey, come on. I love the ribbing and I love the little blurbs like that, but that was a private text between you and I. Saturday, like 1 o'clock in the morning, parade canceled. And I never get named in the blogs, though. I never get named.
Oh, I never know if you wanted to be outed or not.
No, I do think it's disappointing. It's great to hear Darren Bombing's take on it. Like, if you didn't, go back and watch the show or the replay, or go to Twitter and find what Bombing had to say, because he really broke that down, because I was wondering, and I thought it was a great game plan by Hamilton. But if they can, Hamilton's got great coaching staff, Hamilton's a great team, so is Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan shows they can rise to the occasion, make necessary adjustments, and those kind of little things have me really worried about Saturday and really worried about the end of the year. We've got Saskatchewan. We've got Montreal again. We've got Calgary near the end of the year on October the 25th, just before the Heritage Classic here. And it's going to be tough slaying. And I don't want to say parade canceled. I'm going to say
postponed.
Parade in limbo.
But how much pressure, just lastly, is on all of the likes of, from Wade Miller down, because he's not going anywhere.
No.
There'll be a few firings before he's gone. But Kyle Walters, Mike O'Shea, Paul Appelese, Richie Hall, much pressure's on these guys.
If you don't win in a game for the rest of the season, those guys won't be with the team next year. If it just goes south like they have. Ever since Matt Nichols has gone down, it hasn't been the greatest record. We come out of the chute, 7-2. And after that, it's just been, 2-2, 2-3. I can't remember exactly what it is. But if you don't win another game and you don't show up, and at least, like, if you become a crossover team, because that's where we're guaranteed to be, if you don't win another game, that's not good enough. That's not good enough for the city of Winnipeg. That's not good for the fans of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I think there has to be a wholesale house cleaning right after that.
Pressure's on.
Sorry about your pumpkin scone.
No, you're not.
No, there's some crumbs that are
there's some crumbs left. Yours. I owed
Thanks.
You. Addy Richards with me when we come back, and more with Dupes. It's the Rod Peterson Show on this Wednesday morning on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies, your episode after episode after episode season marathon, all in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way, anyway. Get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Rod Peterson Show continues on this Wednesday morning. DuPont coming up later on in the overtime segment. Opening night in the National Hockey League. We had this going earlier. Let's fire it up again. Who are your picks for the Stanley Cup Finals here on opening night? Now would seem like a good time to do it. I've picked the Vegas Golden Knights to meet the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final of 2020. What did the NHL simulation say the other day? Did you guys see that? It was no. Minnesota, wasn't it?
What?
Oh, it was Vegas-Tampa? That's what Clark's telling me. I see no Leafs picks by anybody in the know. And the sports doctor, he has picked the St. Louis Blues, Washington Capitals before he left. So let us know on the Facebook wall. You can write in there or the Prairie Mobile text line, 840-8777, 840-8777. By the way, Three Down Nation has picked up this story now that I've emphatically called for Simone Lawrence to be suspended for the rest of the year. I don't think I actually did that, but that's fine if that's the way they take it. I said, I don't think a guy that should be suspended for the rest of the year should be player of the week. That's what I think. But, and he played the racial card because I called him thuggish, and I'm not a racist. So, you want to go back and watch the opening warm-up because I'm not going to go through all of that. But thanks for the coverage. Three Down, best CFL news site in the country. And Brady writing in on the Prairie Mobile text line this morning. He says, hey, Rod, tuning in from my English class. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Pay attention.
Yeah. If you fail, don't blame me.
This is in English. Like, it's better than tuning in his French class or his Spanish class. Fair. At least the show is en anglais.
He says, I can't wait for tomorrow to watch my Habs take on the Hurricanes. What do you guys think of the Marcus Ball signing for the Stampeders? Will it help their D down the stretch for the Grey Cup? So a couple comments there. I'll start on the Stanley Cup thing. Duke, did I ask yours?
You haven't. I think I'm going with the same as you, though. I think I'll go Vegas and Tampa.
Okay. I'm writing that down.
Yeah, that doesn't make for good radio or television.
That's all good. I know that you are more of a basketball, football guy, but you got to throw something out there.
Well, yeah, I don't follow hockey in the least, but just to be, let's throw the Leafs in there. Let's pick.
Wow, finally somebody. Ding, ding, ding.
We'll be one. There we go.
From somebody who knows nothing about hockey, he's picked the Leafs.
That says something.
Right. Sounds there, about it? Right. Yeah. Leafs in the East and who in the West? Do you want to pick somebody really far west? So you.
Let's just pick the Leafs to win outright.
By acclamation, they will not be challenged to win the Stanley Cup.
Regardless of opponents.
Let's say the Edmonton Oilers.
Why not?
Why not? Somebody's got to pick them.
For Mitch Blair, just for him.
For Scruffy.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Derek and I are both cheering for the Oilers, but we're not picking the Oilers. How's that?
I'd love to see it. No. I'd love to see an Oilers Vegas Golden Knight Western Conference. Is it still the Western Conference, or is it a...
Who? No, Metropolitan.
A Metro Pacific...
I don't know.
Ring of Fire? I don't know. Whatever division that is now.
So there's our picks on that. Please let us know yours, and I'll pass them along to our viewers and listeners here today. And to the Marcus Ball signing by the Calgary Stampeders, I say I love it all around. I love the patience of Marcus Ball, who's been on this show. He was down in Florida literally begging for a job when we had him on the air, just like a lot of other guys. Brian Peters was on here, Otha Foster, tons of guys.
Atlee Simon played in the celebrity touch football game. That got him signed.
That was the springboard.
That was what got him signed.
It was heavily scouted. And he's now playing pro football.
Craig Smith was there.
Put
in a good word.
And our director of scouting.
I did not get scouted. I'm still waiting for my phone to ring after that performance I had.
Addison, you were busy that night. What were you doing?
I couldn't make it. I was out of town. I was hanging with a girlfriend.
So. Having watched the highlights and everything, can we now count on your participation moving forward?
I want to be in next year. Yeah, that looked like a ton of fun and definitely something I want to be a part of. So next year I'm in on that Labor Day weekend.
Right. So what we're talking about is our All-Star Alumni Celebrity Football Game with Ryder alum and big names from the media world. And Atlee Simon was in it. And then he's now signed with the Calgary Stampeders. I'll tell you that, Huff doesn't miss a thing, does he?
Nope.
He signed with the Riders?
Yeah.
Oh, Mark. Yeah, I got confused in my team. Marcus Ball's with the Stamps.
Atlee's
with the Riders. Jeremy O'Day doesn't miss a thing. But back to the Marcus Ball thing. This is just Calgary guys loading up in the stretch. I don't know if Marcus Ball is going to see the field, but this is a depth move, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a veteran guy coming in coming down the stretch, playoff stretch, that has championship experience. So you can bring one of those guys in that's chomping at the bit to get another chance to play, like you said. Can only mean good things.
Mm-hmm. I look at this, the situation in Calgary, a bit differently than the situation in Regina right now with the Rough Riders, is the Riders are healthy. So the guys they're bringing in, when you look at a guy like Atlee Simon, it's not necessarily a depth move because they are healthy. They're not worried right now about injuries. You look at the offensive line. They got guys sitting out that have been playing all year. You look at receivers, Manny Arsenault sitting down. They got guys, their depth is fine in their mind for the rest of the season. So now is a time to look at new players. And when you're Calgary,
like interviews, yeah.
Calgary's had a whack of injuries this year, so they're looking at it going, man, we got to make sure we can even get to the playoffs. So there's two very different mindsets between the two West leaders and why and how they're using this expanded practice roster situation. But I will say I like the way they're both using them for their specific cases this season.
Absolutely.
Who is there a Grey Cup favorite in you guys' mind right now?
It's hard not to go with the Ticats.
Yeah.
Just with how well Dane Evans is playing and continues to get better almost week after week. They're, in my mind, kind of the runaway favorites to win, in my mind.
Right. When that Grey Cup will, of course, be at McMahon Stadium.
And conceivably have an easier path.
100%.
They're going to get the bye.
They're gonna get a crossover team.
They're going to
get... Always is a struggle. And you're going to be... I would guess probably see Montreal in that East Final.
Yeah.
Who, you know, one week they're great, one week they're not so good. So it depends on which Montreal team shows up. But, yeah, I see them being the East rep and then the eventual winner.
Yeah, I agree. They have an easier path. And this is year after year. It is hard to bet against the Stampeders. It's hard to bet against Huffnagel. But I've said it since about week four or five. Check the tape. I wouldn't be surprised if the green guys make it into the game. And you know, it's a one-game playoff. I mean, anything can happen.
Exactly,
in that game.
Anything can happen.
So,
the game plans
again,
are just.
I'm standing by that, and I'm not picking the Riders to win it, but I keep saying, do not be surprised if they make it there.
Well, it's starting to look that way, isn't it? And it's funny where the neurotic nature of Rider fans is. The one thing I've heard a couple of times is, we don't have a backup behind Cody Fajardo.
No,
he doesn't get hurt. And touch what he won't.
He's as tough as they come.
Quit trying to find stuff to be worried about. Can you just sit back for once in your lives and enjoy what this team's putting together right now? Because it's quite special.
It is. It's extremely special. I mean, you come into this season, you have a new head coach. You don't have a bona fide starter. You have no idea how long Zach Kolaros is going to last. And evidently it was not very long into the first quarter. So you bring in the young guy in Fajardo who... the team, the city, the province has just rallied around, and we've said it earlier, they are healthy at the right time.
Yeah.
They're getting guys back, like you mentioned. Labatt comes back. Zach Evans, I believe, is getting closer.
Yes. Practicing.
Charleston Hughes has had a veteran game off, and now he's back, and he's looks unstoppable. So they're really gaining momentum at the right time, and yeah, they could very well be the West rep 100%.
Well, and I had to laugh. The conversation I had the other day was somebody asked me, you know, when's the bubble going to burst for Cody Fajardo? You know, like, there's a reason he didn't play at any of those other places. And I said, well, he was backing up Ricky Ray and Travis Lule.
A little bit
tricky to get on the field in those places.
Yeah.
You know, and even this year he started. All the talk at preseason was Isaac Harker, how well he had played. Is there a bubble to burst? I mean, I think we have seen what Cody Fajardo is and what he's going to be going down in the future. I don't think there's any bubble to burst. But why didn't he start at those other places? Oh, I don't know. The Hall of Famer, top five quarterback pro football ever, Ricky Ray. Yeah, it's a little tricky to jump over that guy.
100%. And his and what he's doing, he's not trying to do too much. He's making the correct reads. He's making the throws. He's using his God-given ability to escape the rush. And early on in his first few games, you could see he was kind of forcing the throws a little bit, but he's gotten away from that, and he's just making the right reads. So I don't really see this bubble because he's not trying to do too much and win it himself.
Well, and to that, I mean, we've seen it time and time again. The final 3 minutes of a game, just go out there, simple pass, complete the simple play, scramble if he needs to, and they continue to come and win games in the final 3 minutes. And to me, that's probably one of the most important qualities the guy has, is that he doesn't just try to go for it all and put all the pressure on himself in those final 3 minutes when he needs a chance to win. And I don't know if you guys caught Patrick Mahomes on the sidelines when they were down to Detroit the other day, and he's talking to his team, and he's like, we just do your one job. We all do our one job together, and we're just going to go down here and score and win this game. And it just reminded me kind of Fajardo. Just go out here and do your job. And we'll all go together. You know, we don't need one guy to be the hero. And that's kind of the way the Riders act in that final 3 minutes. And we've seen it time and time again. They end up winning.
Isn't Mahomes only 23?
He's not very old.
That's unbelievable.
It's a great clip, too.
Yeah, it's really good. You got to watch that.
Just before we go and bring DuPont back in here for the bunker, it's just funny. I appreciate you guys' participation this morning. And, Derek, I just remember a chat that you and I had in mid-May in Starbucks. Remember that? In my office.
In your office?
Yeah. In the back of Chapters, yes. where I call my office. And I talked about this show that we were going to do.
Yeah.
And we said, do you think we could talk sports for 2 hours on Facebook Live? And you said, well, we just did it over a coffee. So I think if you put
a
camera on at Starbucks, I think we could do it. And here we are. As a matter of fact, last week when the guys announced 1 million views, they're going to be mad when I say this. They miscalculated. It's 3.45 million views across all the platforms.
Wow.
I've got the data here.
Unreal. Yeah, yeah.
At that time, 80-some shows. We're now at 86.
Right.
So I appreciate you guys' involvement in making this the success that it is. So thank you. Isn't that fun?
It's so much fun.
It's so nice of you to say. Yeah,
I thought you were going to get... 2 hours isn't quite long enough. You could go all day with this.
That's what Paul says. Where is Paul, by the way? He wants to go 3 hours.
His usual Wednesday off, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's never working hard, that
I'm
guy.
I'm sure he's in another province somewhere, putting a score clock up somewhere in a facility. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be back with Overtime in a moment on this Wednesday morning. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. We have over 800 new and used vehicles to choose from, with savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new vehicles and 1.9% on used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, KE, we're back. Welcome back, everybody. Here we go. There we go. Overtime segment. I had to run to the washroom, dupes. Hence, why I'm out of sorts here. And where were you? What were you doing then? Doing business in the back?
Yeah, and sneaking my Stanley Cup predictions right up on the desk.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute.
You're one shot there.
Couple things. Paul Drouin, the lovely and talented Paul. We asked where he was today because his chair's empty.
Oh, there he is.
He has written in and says, I'm just watching from the car on our way home from Saskatoon from seeing Elton John.
Date night.
Rocket Man. Lori clearly driving. And Paul watching on his phone.
I think right? So.
The Washington Nationals, who from here on in, heretofore, will be referred to as the Montreal Expos, are heading to Los Angeles after rallying past the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 in the National League wildcard game last night. Juan Soto delivered a bases-loaded single against closer Josh Hader that scored three runs in the eighth. The best of five NLDS against LA starts tomorrow. Expos Dodgers. That's a classic matchup.
It is.
It's more classic than Nationals Dodgers.
No, and I was at Dodger Stadium last summer, and it was a great place to go watch a game. And it's, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of history there, too.
Right?
Yeah, I love baseball playoffs. I'm with you. I'm not a big baseball guy throughout the year. I know what's going on with the Jays, but I don't watch the games. I watch a little bit here and there because I do like sitting and watching. But, yeah, playoff time,
it's exciting.
Everything matters.
Every pitch is critical, as the Sportsnet analyst was saying last night. And I love it. Everybody's on their feet. Everybody's their breath, which is hilarious, by the way. A football friend of mine from Alabama wrote yesterday. His name's Ron. And he sent me a screenshot, a picture of Jacques Chapdelaine in the spotters booth at BMO Field on Saturday. He goes, what's he doing? Because he was like this. I said, you're from the South. You wouldn't understand. He's warming up his hands. Like, it kind of looked like he was lighting a smoke.
Yeah.
I don't think Chap was lighting a smoke.
I don't think you're allowed to do that inside.
No. You guys in Alabama wouldn't understand what it's like to
warm up.
Warm up your hands up. Welcome to Canada.
Exactly.
And certain parts of Norway.
Yeah.
Where's Trent today? Did he write in?
That's the best, you know. And I remember, you know, being a kid, even then baseball playoffs mattered more. I didn't care much about baseball. I didn't play a lot of it growing up. I mean, I did play. But I remember, you know, you go in the backyard and I'd grab your ball glove in the fall and you're Mike Mussina or whoever you're watching
Moose.
At the time. And you're throwing, you know, and you're playing that imaginary game in your head. In the fall. I wasn't doing it all summer, but in the fall, when it gets cold, that's when it feels the best.
Pretty interesting, by the way, as I just ramble on my way in through the sports update here. Blades with a surprise to start to the season in the WHL. A surprising start. They lost in Red Deer last night, 2-1. They're 1-3, the Blades. Oh, curses. A week in.
Yeah.
And by the way, so Nelson and Sean writing in. I didn't watch the Ryder game, by the way. I watched the first two series, but I was listening to the Argos broadcast. So I didn't even see it. These guys are saying that he was talking into the quarterback microphone. There you go. Whatever. There's with a green light on it. Maybe he was warming up his hands at some point. So they do that in the NFL, do they not? But they shut off the mic.
Yeah.
At a point. Now in the CFL, they let it roll the whole time.
Crazy.
From what I understand. Back to our Great Western Slow Pitch League opener last night.
Oh.
So much fun. I see you putting that on the Instagram story there.
Yeah.
For all of the frolicking fun last night at Baller's Rec Room, check out our Instagram stories.
I'll tell you in a short piece, it's all the fun. So if you want to come and drink beer and do your thing and slow pitch, it's all the fun. It's all the hitting. It's all the runs, but none of the running. Of slow pitch. None of the running. You don't have to run bases. None of the defense. So you sit there in the batting cages and you get to go play. And it's all up on the simulator, too. So it's like playing simulator golf, except it's baseball. You pitch to each other. There's the stats. I know you love this because nobody else cares.
Nobody cares, Clark.
But people will love that Rod was 7 of 9 with a couple of RBIs there. So you were MVP. Clark's bragging, but I'll say you and I were better in the batter's box in terms of a batting average. But we just got on base and Clark banged us.
Clark won the game.
11 RBIs for Clark. That was impressive. But no, we're having fun. And it is a lot of fun. And I can't wait to play
again
next week.
I brought that up. The other thing, Clark stayed behind and played a doubleheader last night.
Oh, yeah.
And hit the game-winning run for the Ballers team. So he thinks he's secured a couple more years sponsorship of this show from Ballers because he won the game for
him. He's in a contract.
And
here.
He might have. But it was we were talking about the sports that we played as kids. And Abu Meshrick said he never played baseball as a kid. That's the point.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, Mike Abu Meshrick, 10 years in the CFL, won a Grey Cup here, grew up a 5-minute bike ride from Sky Dome in downtown Toronto.
Wow.
That's where he grew up. I think it was on the 56th floor of one of those downtown Toronto high-rises is where he lived. That was his home. But for me, I grew up in a small town. You see it right here, the sign. I played every sport available to us, which was hockey, baseball, volleyball, curling. We didn't have a football team. If he had, I would. So I told the guys that baseball was my number two sport behind hockey. I didn't really get into football until high school, even necessarily as a fan. But you guys had football in Wynyard, did you
not? Oh, yeah. Not minor football. So, again, the big difference in a lot of these smaller communities, we just don't have the population of some of these United States communities where you're not playing when you're 5 years old. It's hockey that you're playing when you're 4 or 5 years old and you get started playing throughout your life. I didn't play football till grade 9. In high school, it's the first opportunity there was. I mean, you play in the playground. But yeah, I played football in high school. I play a little bit of everything. I tried playing volleyball and cross country skiing and on the track team and all of that stuff, badminton, football, hockey. But it's different hearing different stories about games that were available.
You played.
You didn't have football growing up.
Didn't have it or I would have played it. So had to learn it when I got into it. But I'll say it again. A big thank you to Ballers.
Yeah.
And they just started this league, I guess. Like they said, this fall league is going to be fun, but wait till the winter when it gets really cold and everybody knows about it. So that's exciting. And thanks to them. So you have picks for the Stanley Cup final here, and you've brought out some chips.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. Can people see them there on the front of the desk?
On Rod's shot, you can see them.
You got to zoom in. I don't think they can see what they are.
I brought these ones, too, for today, the Toronto Ottawa ones.
Yeah.
They're sitting in the studio. I'm like, I should go through these. It makes sense. Have them out on display for the game of the night or the game of the day.
Fix your mic's flash there, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're drooping.
All right. But there you go. There it is.
Nice shot, guys.
The San Jose Sharks, the Florida Panthers is who I'm picking for the Stanley Cup. And Florida's kind of my, go out on a limb here. But they've got some talent. And with Barkov leading the way up front, and they've got a good back end. Goaltending is important with Bobrovsky, but they've got the coach now, Joel Quenneville.
Q.
They got Q. He's going to change the culture in Florida, and I think Florida's going to surprise people. They're not going to be that. I think they're going to get into the playoffs, and they're going to pull a St. Louis, and they're going to they're going to go.
Wouldn't that be something?
It would be cool.
I hope it doesn't happen. I've said Vegas-Tampa. Not that Vegas is any better hockey market than South Florida. Like, really. Yeah, they're filling the barn. It's a novelty right now. Just wait. The Panthers have been there for 20-some years. So let's see if they get behind a good team.
Yeah.
But I was listening to Dan Le Batard on my way in here today, ESPN Radio. And unless I misheard him, He's in Miami, based in Miami. They were almost laughing at the start of the NHL season that nobody cares in South Florida. And that's the truth. It's a beautiful place to be. Let's be honest. It's wonderful. But I've been to games there, and we've all seen the highlights on television where nobody goes.
Yeah.
They're literally chuckling down there about the Florida Panthers. But you're right. If they have a team and they get to the Stanley Cup, it'll be like the Rats, Beezer, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. That was so cool when they... They went through that.
Well, let me just say this before we go off the air here with a warm-up. It is opening night. We will all be watching the games tonight on national television. Sens at Leafs, Oilers home to the Canucks. So I will be pulling for the Oilers this season. Of course, that's the team that's in my DNA. And Vegas following because Lawless is a friend. He watches the show every day from Las Vegas, and we're good friends with their entire staff, right?
Yeah.
Not the least of which general manager Kelly McCrimmon. I still have Arizona Coyotes in my heart for a couple of reasons, the biggest of which, if you've ever been there to a game, you'd realize why. Yeah. It's one of the greatest settings in the NHL. Two, ideally, we'd love, i.e. Mrs. Peterson and I, to be in Phoenix and doing this show in the winter months from Phoenix. You and Paul have said that could happen.
I can make that happen.
And now the NHL is accrediting the Rod Peterson Show for its events, as is the CFL.
Yeah.
So I can go to Coyotes games, just keep that door open, and hop behind the set, the desk, and do the show from here, and you're there, and nobody would know the difference.
No, it'd be great.
So I'm going to keep the door open with the Arizona Coyotes. We already have a great relationship as it is. Let's just keep it rolling.
Well, can we pump the brakes? Am I not allowed to come to Phoenix and host it live?
No. You can do whatever you want.
Someone's got to be back here.
I was talking to a radio guy the other day, and you know who he is. And he goes, where are you going with this show? And I said, well, the guys are telling me, Paul tells me that ideally one day before too long, I could be in Phoenix doing the show. And the radio guy says, that would be the greatest thing in the world. Do the show, go outside and jump in the pool for the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Did I give away too much?
No, that's awesome.
That's kind of what we want to do.
That's the dream,
That's the dream.
And the fact of it is, the greatest part is that it's all possible, right? And that's what this is supposed to be. You know, you hear in the entrepreneurship world this term incubator, which he created. It's a space where a bunch of creative minds can kind of do their own business and do their own thing and all support each other. That's kind of what we're doing here. Anything we bring out, any idea is on the table. And it's, I know we've got decision makers who can make these, who will ultimately can make decisions, but we let everybody
vote on it.
Everybody plays a role and everybody gets an opportunity to be heard. And every idea is a good idea. And we're going to pick the best.
Oh,
Going to Phoenix would be like, maybe in 20 years or maybe if we're rolling. No, we're going to figure out how we can make that happen.
Oh, yeah. And actually, somebody said to me, was it this morning or last night? They said, would you guys consider doing a remote broadcast for paying? Like they've got the remote radio there at the home lottery. We're going to do that.
Of course.
Of course we're going to do that. We own the show. So we will go on remote where anybody asks.
Yeah.
Paul's working on that. Right, Paul? I had more points, but that's about it. That's so you know where we're going. We're having a lot of fun here. And I guess that's the thing. Three Down Nation, writing about my comments on Simone Lawrence. I don't care. Do you want to write about what I said about Simone Lawrence? I don't care what Simone Lawrence thinks. This is what I think. Yeah. And I think he should have been. I'm saying he shouldn't have been player of the week for a guy that should be suspended for the year. And he's now calling me a racist. Like, where do we take that right turn to negative town? I don't know. But I say, you don't have to agree with me. You sure as hell don't even have to like me, but just watch me and listen. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay, we're missing you, Paul, but we'll see you here tomorrow, and we'll see everybody else right here, 10 a.m. Thursday, Mountain Time on Facebook Live.
From downtown, I missed.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.